We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
The Volume.
Hoops Tonight is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. The football season is coming, and there's no better place to start making every moment more than with FanDuel. I just love using this app. It's super user-friendly and safe. They have such a deep repertoire of odds and markets for every sport, and they have same-game parlays. You guys remember the same-game parlays that Liv Moods and I were throwing out during the NBA playoffs for The Volume? Those were a ton of fun. All around, it's by far the best sports gambling experience I've come into contact with. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JasonT so they know I sent you. Again, promo code JasonT so they know I sent you. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369 in New York. In Tennessee Redline, dial 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia. All right, welcome to Hoops Tonight, presented by FanDuel here at The Volume. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope all of you are having a great week so far. Today is my 31st birthday, and we are going to do one of my favorite things to do on my birthday today. We're going to talk about some basketball. Well, we have some drama. Kevin Durant, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic, has provided an ultimatum to Nets owner Joe Tsai, either him or the general manager and the coach, Steve Nash and Sean Marks. So some drama that we'll dive into. I just want to provide some context about where both of these sides are coming from and what I think is at stake here, and then what I expect to happen. You guys know the drill. Before we get started, subscribe to The Volume's YouTube channel so you don't miss any more of our video content. Follow me on Twitter at @_JasonLT so you don't miss show announcements and any video content that I produce. And last but not least, if you miss any of these shows in any way, shape, or form, and you can't get over to YouTube, we do have a podcast feed wherever you find your podcast under Hoops Tonight, where you can find the audio version of these clips. All right, so what I'm going to do to start here is read a small excerpt from Shams Charania's report so you guys can see just the backstory here. In a face-to-face meeting with Brooklyn Nets owner Joe Tsai over the weekend, this is from the article, All-NBA star Kevin Durant reiterated his trade request and informed Sai that he needs to choose between Durant or the pairing of general manager Sean Marks and coach Steve Nash, sources tell The Athletic. Durant stated he does not have faith in the team's direction, sources said, end quote. So obviously, as is always the case, there are two sides to every story. KD has a little bit of a point. What happened against Boston, even despite the fact that KD struggled to dribble and shoot the basketball uncharacteristically, that Brooklyn Nets team scored more points per half-court possession than anybody else who played that Boston team in that playoff run by a good margin. They were about 5.5 points better than even Golden State fared, who was the second best team against Boston in that playoff run. They did not struggle to score the basketball. They got destroyed on the defensive end of the floor and in all of the effort and physicality areas of the game. What does that typically fall to? The role players. Now, there's obviously some blame there. Kevin Durant obviously could have had a better defensive series, could have had a better series taking care of the basketball, handling the physicality. Kevin Durant shares some blame for how that series went. A lot of blame. I think he'd be the first to tell you that. So does Kyrie Irving. But it's unrealistic to expect Kyrie Irving to be some menace in the role player areas of the game of basketball. And with Kevin Durant, with as big of an offensive role as he had on that team, it's unfair to expect him to go be defensive player of the year and average 15 rebounds a game. It's just too much to ask. There is something to be said about the expectation on the front office to provide those surrounding pieces. It's a give and a take there. Obviously, KD and Kyrie needed to be better, but they obviously didn't have the requisite horses to hang in that series. So if you're Kevin Durant, you're going to look at that and you're going to think, hold on. We traded James Harden, and I've got a guy over there in a suit who says that he's not mentally ready to play. Why didn't we factor that in when we made that trade? You're going to look at Kessler Edwards and be like, he's not ready to play, but I know James Johnson could have played in this playoff series. And we let James Johnson go for the sake of giving Kessler Edwards a chance and he wasn't ready. You're going to look at the front office there. In general, the approach of this Nets front office has been to find offensive-minded, older, veteran role players. Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge, Paul Millsap, Goran Dragic, Patty Mills. These are all players well on the downslope of their careers that even at their best weren't great defensive players. Every one of these players is offensively-minded. And KD and Kyrie got that covered. As we've talked about, they don't even rely on spacing all that much with their ability to shoot over the top of defenses when everything is collapsed around the rim. So the reality is there is some stuff there with the front office that's legitimate criticism. The question becomes, how much of a role did KD and Kyrie make play in those decisions? Were KD and Kyrie pushing for Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge and Paul Millsap? I don't know. Probably to some extent. But it's the same classic dynamic that we saw with the Lakers. LeBron James and Anthony Davis probably were making suggestions to the Lakers front office, but it is Rob Pelinka's job as the team builder. It's his job to be so aware of what's happening in the NBA by watching so much film that he knows exactly what works and what doesn't. And it's his job to be like, hey, LeBron, I know Russ is your buddy. And yeah, once upon a time, that dude was a force to be reckoned with. But guess what? He's not that guy anymore. Here, I had our video group crew put together this for you to demonstrate. Here are some metrics as well. This is not a good idea. And that was Sean Marks' job as well. If KD and Kyrie were suggesting players of that ilk, or if they weren't, and he was suggesting them, then he shares that blame as well. That Brooklyn Nets team did not struggle to score the basketball. Their issue was in the effort and physicality areas of the game. And that typically is going to fall on team construction and typically is going to fall on the general manager. So KD does have a point. And with the Steve Nash thing, it's a difficult type of team to coach with the way that Kyrie and KD are very isolation heavy and take a lot of off the dribble jump shots. You know, Goran Dragic himself said in this offseason that it was a difficult offense to play in. And if Steve Nash gave them the freedom to do that, there's no guarantee that you making some coaching change is going to, what, KD and Kyrie are going to change the way they're going to play? You're going to be playing in a similar system. Yeah, the defense wasn't great, but they didn't have the players to do it regardless of who was at the helm. So the Steve Nash piece I get confused by. Like, sometimes he looks like a passenger on that team, but I would say that's KD and Kyrie's fault in a lot of ways. So the Steve Nash piece is weird. This is Josiah's angle, though, because where Josiah has to look back at KD and apply some blame in that direction is the Kyrie partnership. Look, KD and Kyrie are extremely close. So close, in fact, that I believe KD has a little bit of a blind spot for Kyrie, which is fine. We all do. We all have blind spots for the people that we love in our lives. But KD feels a certain way about Kyrie in the face of overwhelming evidence that the Kyrie thing comes with a lot of baggage. At least it did in this last couple of years. The partnership with Kyrie, which came hand in hand with the Kevin Durant partnership, hurt this team over the last couple of years. It put the drama over the basketball, and the team suffered. And that was because of KD's friendship with Kyrie. Some of that blame falls on KD. And again, KD puts basketball first. You could not pick a better person to partner with as a franchise than Kevin freaking Durant. But if that partnership comes with Kyrie attached, and Kyrie behaves the way he did the last 2 years, then by the transitive property, we know that the partnership with KD has some baggage that comes along with that. You know, it became very difficult for the team to build continuity, to build an identity, to build offensive structure, to get the players used to playing with each other. It's very difficult to do any of that when you've got a player that on multiple occasions 2 years ago up and left the team without telling the coach. For personal reasons, not because he was hurt. He was taking PTO during the damn season. And then obviously, I don't need to get into the vaccine situation this year. So from Josiah's angle, or if I'm Sean Marks and I'm advocating for myself in a meeting with Josiah, I'd be like, look, man, they're the ones running the team in a lot of ways, at least to some extent. So how much blame can really be put on me here? And I see both sides of the story. Because like I laid out earlier, the moves they've made, a lot of them I disagree with. But when you partner with KD and Kyrie, there's a lot of baggage that comes with that. What's at stake here is really interesting because this is the latest arena of the never-ending conflict between NBA ownership and the top tier of NBA players and who's really in control here. And I would imagine that Josiah is going to have a lot of NBA owners calling him and saying things like, you get rid of him. Don't capitulate to Kevin Durant's demands. This is a bad look for all of us. And the ultimate decision falls in the hands of Josiah, but it's a legitimate concern. If you allow a player, even if you think he's right, even if you're Josiah and you truly believe in your heart of hearts that Kevin Durant is right about Sean Marks and Steve Nash, if you do this, it doesn't look good. It looks like you are a weak owner who is capitulating to the demands of a disgruntled star. That's the optics of it, regardless of the real power dynamics at play. And so Josiah has a decision to make. Is he going to fight for some sort of core principle here? Or does he want to win? Because the truth of the matter is if you keep Kevin Durant and you keep Kyrie Irving and some of the damn good acquisitions from Sean Marks this summer, getting Royce O'Neal, getting TJ Warren, If you bring everybody back, you're going to win more. Ben Simmons could be playing this year. Assuming he still likes to play basketball, Ben Simmons could be playing this year. And you could have a really good team. If you trade Kevin Durant, you will not be as good this year.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider's look at the NBA and the culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoops takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, and faster-growing hair with less shedding. Nutrafol's hair growth supplements are physician-formulated using 100% drug-free ingredients. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficacy. In a clinical study, 84% of men showed improvement in their hair after 6 months of taking Nutrafol men's hair growth supplements. Take the first step to visibly thicker and healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code HOOPS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and their hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and then enter promo code HOOPS. That's HOOPS. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code HOOPS. But that's where the principle comes in. Because you can trade KD and get a player at least the caliber of Jaylen Brown, a bunch of draft picks. Like, that's a good foundation to start with. You could trade Ben Simmons and get something less but similar. I'd have Ben Simmons play some basketball this year first. You could trade Kyrie Irving to the Lakers and get at least one first-round draft pick. So you could rebuild around a new principle of team over player and try to construct a basketball-first culture here. But you will suffer in the short term because you're giving up Kevin Durant near the peak of his powers. So it's a really difficult decision. My expectation is that this ends in a trade still. I just have a hard time believing Josiah pulls the trigger on that. If I was running the team, I'd probably approach KD. What I would say is, look, man, I will do this. I will fire Steve Nash. I will fire Sean Marks, but you have to let me trade Kyrie Irving. That's what I would do. Because the Kevin Durant partnership, that's a great partnership. The Kevin Durant and Kyrie partnership, that comes with a lot of ups and downs. One last note from the article at the end, quote, the Celtics, Toronto Raptors, and Miami Heat remain the most significant candidates to acquire Durant, sources said, with Boston's package centering around all-star forward Jaylen Brown seen as a viable deal. Sai and the Nets have made clear privately that they will take every last asset from a team that trades for Durant, sources said. Durant has grown close with Boston coach Ime Udoka in recent years after Udoka spent a year with Durant as an assistant in Brooklyn and later with Team USA for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, end quote. Interesting thing there is Toronto's still in the mix. I think they're the team that makes the most sense. The Boston Celtics are still in the mix there. That's a deal that I think Boston should be doing everything they can to try to make. The Miami Heat, I still don't know how they're even in the conversation. I don't know what pieces they're offering there that really perk Brooklyn's attention. But the interesting thing there is two teams that I was high on early in this process, Toronto and Boston, are still leading the pack there. And look, man, if Kevin Durant's concerned about franchise direction and competency and wants to go to a place that's basketball first, dude, you're going to love it in Boston. You're going to love being under Brad Stevens. You're going to love being under Ime Udoka. And you're going to love being with Jason Tatum and those guys. I think that's the best place for him. Well, more drama. It is what it is. Like I said, I still think this ends in a Kevin Durant trade, but I did want to take some time today to kind of dive into that dynamic between him and the front office.
We'll be right back.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at reservebar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at reservebar.com.